Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
I'm still joined by Michelle from Meals on Wheels. Hi, Michelle.
Hi again.
We just had a chat about volunteering and all the good things that Meals on Wheels are about, but now I'm excited. A smell is slowly filling the studio. It did summon Whitey. So Whitey has come in early today to do some work and is instead now sitting in the studio.
I heard there was food, so here I am.
There is some amazing looking meals sitting here, and we're going to do a bit of a taste test, I believe.
Yes, we've got a little taste test selection here. So these are two of the main meals. So Fresh Cook Kitchens offer a choice of two different meals, and the customer selects it, and that goes back to the kitchen, and we then, you know, obviously prepare it for those people to be delivered. So today, out of the two choices, we've got a lamb hot pot with mashed potato, pumpkin and beans. And then we have some very delicious smelling chicken sausages smothered in gravy with potato, carrot and beans. Also, we have the cauliflower soup. So even the dessert.
My stomach is grumbling so much.
Lovely carrot cake with whipped cream on top. So with Whitey as our assistant, as the cost of the food.
Ah, I see the real
reason
I'm here.
You're going to have to divvy it out to me. I'm too far away.
Ah, fine. I'll feed you.
Let's do the hot pot. All right.
Should I bring the whole thing over to you?
Yeah, I think you should.
All right, yeah, do that. Come on, wait on me, Whitey. Service. Thank you.
There you are, ma'am. There's your meal.
So while we're doing this, Michelle,
yes.
Do you want to tell us, how can people get involved with Meals on Wheels?
Okay, so getting involved with Meals on Wheels is very easy. We generally promote what positions are available. So any gaps that we have in our volunteering teams is promoted through Seek. So you can get on Seek and just have a look, have a little bit of a search for Meals on Wheels. And I just put in there Meals on Wheels Riverland and it comes up with the ones that we have locally available. Or if you are interested in having a little bit more of a look on what Meals on Wheels does in general and seeing some of the fantastic photography that has been popped onto our new website, new look website, you can also have a look through there, and there's a little tab to go down into volunteering, how you can get involved. And there's generally speaking three options to get involved in. It's either the kitchen, which is usually between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. weekdays, and then as a deliverer or delivery driver is usually 10:30 to 1 p.m. weekdays. And then there are administration roles if those particular times don't suit either, which are more flexible for people that want to volunteer but can't actually volunteer during the, you know, working times of the volunteer kitchens.
Now, I got a bit excited and I kept eating. I tried the chicken sausages. I've tried the lamb hot pot. It's both amazing.
Oh, I've tried the sausage. That was delicious.
Do you have to be a good cook to work at Meals on Wheels, or do they teach you?
That is what is absolutely astounding. We have such a great team of people, and you have a kitchen coordinator. So we can start people off from whatever level that they're comfortable with.
Perfect. Well, look, I think I'm ready for dessert. How about you, Whitey?
I'm definitely ready for dessert.
Thank you very much, Michelle. And that website again?
It's actually mealsonwheelssa.org.au.
Perfect.
And if anybody doesn't really like getting online, you know, they want to have a chat to a real life person, they can also call the head office in Adelaide, which is 1-800-854-453.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Michelle, and for the delicious food.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.